Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. The number of people killed by lightning in recent years is a far cry from annual lightning deaths decades ago. In the 1940s, for instance, hundreds of people were killed each year by lightning. In 1943 alone, 432 people died. The sharp drop in lightning deaths over the past 75 years, and I quote, coincides with a shift in population from rural to urban areas, end of quote, wrote meteorologist Ronald Hull in an article in the Journal of Applied Meteorology. In the 1940s, and I quote, there were many, many more farmers who are out working in the fields, end of quote. That meant that there were more chances to be struck by lightning. In addition to better lightning safety awareness and medical advances, all phones were corded decades ago, leading to quite a few deaths due to people speaking on the telephone. Additionally, there has been better lightning protection, suppression, and grounding in electrical and phone lines. But on May 25th, 1987, as a line of heavy thunderstorms crossed Louisiana, a group of men fishing in a lake struggled to get to shore out of harm's way. As they approached the shore, a man standing in a ski boat was struck and killed by lightning. News reports claim the man said, and I quote, "Here I am, come get me," end of quote, when he was suddenly struck by lightning. Four companions were not injured. And that's what happened on May 25th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.